This morning, we're going to turn to the book of Colossians, chapter 3. And if you want to remember part of the New Testament, if you just remember Gentiles eat pork chops, then you'll be able to know Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. So we're going to Colossians. Bible memory via Pastor Joyce. Colossians, chapter 3. How do I look? Am I dressed for success or what, huh? Don't I look successful? What's success look like to you? You ever think about, we're right in the school season. It always reminds, kind of drift back to a few years ago when I was a mere child. And I remember, you know, getting ready in the summertime. At the end of summer, was always going to go shopping to get school clothes. Right? And so it was like the big deal. And you had to know, depending on the grade I was going into, would determine the kind of clothing I felt like I needed. Because like many people, as a child, I wanted to fit in. Right? We all want to fit in, don't we? And so, you know, it would be quite the outing. Because I would want certain things to wear because all the cool kids were wearing that. And my mom and dad would say, "You're not wearing that to school. That you're not wearing that." So it's always every time this time of year rolls around, I always think about, wow, okay, now that I'm an adult, I get to pick what I wear. How about that? Right? However, when many years ago when I was doing public speaking in different corporations and businesses and all kinds of groups, very often when I went to a class called Dress for Success, because when you went into specific groups, depending what you looked like, believe it or not, would determine whether or not they felt like you fit in. The world's nothing like that today. That was many years ago. And so, you know, I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about we that call ourselves Christians. You know, how do we look to the world? How do we look to other people? What is it we present ourselves as? And what do we look like? And, you know, what would spiritual success look like? So I look at that this morning and say, we're going to look at the scriptures that are going to tell us how we're to clothe ourselves, how we're going to dress for success in a spiritual Christ-like way. You ready to do that, church? Because that's the kind of outfit, if you wear all the things that is going to be talked about in these scriptures, if you wear that every single day, no matter where you go, even when you don't fit in because of the way you are and the way you present yourself as a person, you're going to bring success spiritually speaking. Our goal as a church always and as people is to bring people into the kingdom of God, right? Into God's presence, into God's relationship with them and each other, right? So the way we present ourselves and the way we talk, look, and act, is that not going to draw people to us or push people away sometimes, correct? Thus the importance of us always thinking about, am I dressed for success? Am I dressed for success spiritually speaking? Paul wrote this letter to the church in Colossus, and he never went there. He was in jail when he wrote this letter. He never met these people. But what he did know about those people was the fact that they were learning about Christ because they had been Gentiles. They had been people who were also polytheistic and had all kinds of ways of living. And so they had started the church there, and they started the community there of believers to be like Christ. And so he wrote this letter to them to tell them what it's going to be like to be Christ-like. So that's what we can glean from this today, is we can also learn that, right? So God's writing a letter to us and to you and to me. So I'm going to begin at verse 12. It's Colossians 3:12. And it says, "Since God chose you to be the holy people whom he loves, you must clothe yourselves." So here's where the clothing comes in. You ready to get clothed in what we're supposed to be like as believers and followers of Christ and to be Christ-like? You ready to get your garments, right? You got to get, because nothing can be missing, right? You don't want to leave something off, right? Some clothing is more important than others, I must say, right? But you have to have the whole package, don't you? right? Of course, exactly. You must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy. Tender-hearted mercy. Tender-hearted means gentle, compassionate. So you have to have compassionate mercy. Mercy is when you have the power to punish someone, but you don't. You let them off the hook. You forgive. So the first, you notice the first, very first thing we're to put on is tender-hearted mercy. And a blanket if you're cold. See, that's compassion right there. See? Someone was cold. She stepped forward, put a blanket. Tender-hearted, gentle. The next thing is kindness. Kindness. Humility. What is humility? Putting others before yourselves. Letting others go ahead of you. Not trying to be proud and be ahead of the crowd and being arrogant and egotistical and all those other human factors, right? It's being humble, giving to others with nothing expected in return. Gentleness. There it is again. Oh, and something that we probably could all use every single day, patience. Just wait, I'm getting to the point. Just be patient. You know, if you live in a household where one of you takes longer to get dressed. Oh, yeah, I got to be. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? And how's our patient meter go? And how often do we say, you look fine? You don't even look at them, but you look fine. Let's get going. Come on, we got places to go, people to see. You look good. I just wanted to tell you this, that even though I'm telling you to be Christ-like outside in the world, right? Generally speaking, where's the first place we need to be? These things? Oh, in our home. It's okay. No texts or emails to me or Becky, please. Hey, Pastor, do you remember your sermon? Oh. Patience, 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 patience. Isn't that probably one of the hardest things? Most of us can be gentle and compassionate until we become impatient with someone, right? Let's move along here. Come on. We're next in line, we got to feed people here. Come on, next, please. Come on, move along. You're taking too long. Do you see how this is all clumped together? Right? So in order to be compassionate, tender-hearted, and show mercy and kindness, we have to be patient. Maybe the patience should come first. Okay. Very nice. You must. You notice the word must. That means you don't have a choice. When we hear the word must in the Bible, it means you must. Not should, could, would, if you feel like it. You must. You must make allowance for each other's faults. Let's put that one back in the closet. Wait, we don't want to wear that one. What does it mean to make allowances for? Well, if you're waiting for somebody who's getting ready, and that's a fault that they have, having to be beautifully perfect, right? You make an allowance for that, don't you? Right? You say, okay, that's just the way they are. Right? You tolerate. It's tolerance of others. It's understanding that they're different than you, and you're going to allow that to happen. Without any, the best part is when they go back in and change clothes because that color doesn't look quite right in the sunlight. It looked fine in the house. It was good in the mirror in the bathroom. Now I'm in the car. You know what? I don't really want to wear this outfit. Evidently, some of you have a problem with this. But we want to dress for success, don't we? See, here's the thing. If you left your patience back in the closet for your spouse, your friend, your loved one, you are supposed to go back in the house and go get it. Because something's missing from your outfit. If you're wanting to be like Christ, right? That's what we're saying we want to be. So, do you know how patient God is with us, really? Do you know how many faults I have and you have and we have that God makes allowances for all the time? The same one we sometimes do over and over, that same thing we say we're not going to do anymore. We continue to do it, and God does what? Makes allowances, has tenderhearted mercy, patience with us, watching us grow. I don't know. Maybe thunder is when God's stomping his foot going, hurry up, hurry up, hurry. I don't think so. No. God is patient with us, right? See, what all these things that Paul is talking about are the characteristics of God and Christ, which is who we are, right? We are a child of God. That means we're like God, right? Thus, we have the same characteristics, don't we? Consequently, we have tender-hearted mercy and compassion and kindness and patience, don't we? Yes. The cue cards are going up. Very good. All right. I like that. You must make allowance for each other's faults and forgive the person who offends you. You must make allowances for other people's faults, and you must forgive those that offend you. How's that feeling as something to wear? Is it a little tight? Yeah, it's like I can't fit into this clothes. But the Bible tells us throughout Scripture, Jesus says it as well as in the Old Testament, but Jesus said it best when he said, forgive others as God has forgiven you. End of sentence. We don't have a choice who we get to forgive, do we? We must forgive others. Whoever offends you, forgive them. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. And the most important piece of clothing you must wear. You ready for the most important piece of clothing you must wear? Ready for it? Are you ready to go out and buy it today and get it? You're heading to the mall. Are you ready? You got it? You got it? The most important piece of clothing you are going to wear is love. How do you guessed? Love. This is the kind of love that Christ has. We call it unconditional love. It's the most important piece. Listen, if you're wearing love, unconditional love, will you not be tenderhearted, merciful, and forgiving? Of course. Of course you will. And patient? I feel some extra credit homework coming. You know, I thought there was going to be like an easy sermon today. Because I know, all of you all the time, I see this all the time. You walk in here and you go through your life and I say, wow, look how they're dressed for success. To serve God, to love others, and so on and so forth. Obviously, I was mistaken, but I forgive you. It says here, love is what binds us all together in perfect harmony. Harmony. Anybody here ever have conflict in their life? Anybody here ever have disharmony with others? Anybody like on a different page, you know, just with somebody else all the time? Part of the problem, I think, is they're not wearing these things, are they? No. And we can certainly point that out, can't we? We know exactly what's missing in their wardrobe, don't we? We could sit around and say everything that's well, they're not very compassionate. That's the reason I have to treat them this way. Oops. Oh, that wasn't in scripture at all. Who are we speaking to? Or who am I speaking to this morning? All of us. All of us. So all of us, if we have love as our most important piece of clothing that we wear everywhere we go, if we love everybody unconditionally, forgive them, make allowances for them, we have compassion towards them, we're kind to them, we're patient with them, even though they sometimes are not doing things our way in the speed that they need to do it. Because see, that's actually pride right there. That's not humility. Humility is sitting patiently waiting while someone is getting ready to grow or whatever it is they're going through. See, we humans, we want to be in control, don't we? We want people to change and grow at our pace, don't we? And we're always telling God, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, get that person changed so I can love them. That's conditional love, right? I'll love you if, I'll love you when. That's not what Scripture is telling us this morning. See, I believe this. If you love first, if you forgive first, if you're kind first, if you're compassionate, if you're patient, chances are, if you're putting love out there, you're most likely going to be in a harmonious relationship with most people, aren't you? Now, are some people going to be ugly and nasty and all those kinds of things? Yes, they are. Are we going to be ugly, nasty back? No, of course not. We're going to be like Christ because that's who we say we want to be. We know that he was insulted. We know that he was mocked. We know that he was rejected. We know that he was beaten. We know that he was called names. We know that he was cast aside, right? But he never spoke a word against anybody, even his accusers. That's something big to live up to, isn't it? Isn't it? We're just working on patience with other people. And is this thing going to end soon? Verse 15, and let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. So listen, if you have Christ in your heart, if you do, if Christ rules your heart, how is that going to change your behavior? A lot to the good, isn't it? We have to let Christ's peace, the way he finds peace, the way he gives peace, which is to all people, no matter what they do, God forgives, Christ forgives, and he brings peace into every situation. When someone starts an argument, we don't engage. We bring peace. We let Christ rule our heart and our mind. Wouldn't that be something? If you allowed Christ every moment of every day to have rule over you, to decide what you say, what you do, where you go, how you react. So, I think we can look at it this way. If something's missing from your wardrobe, like say, for example, I came to church with no shoes on today, would you notice? Yeah, maybe. Well, I'll tell you what, I would notice it because as soon as I walked outside in the rocks, my feet would hurt me. There's a reason we wear certain parts of our wardrobe, right? Some is for protection. Some is for safety for us to be able to manage through life, right? Correct? So to leave our house without something of any of these things, we are not protected in a spiritual way. When you leave your house, when you leave your situation every morning of every day or go do what you're going to do or you enter into a situation, if you don't bring all of these pieces of clothing, if you will, especially unconditional love, and if you don't allow Christ to rule your mind and your heart, how harmonious or how good a day might you have? It's questionable. And I don't know about you, but when I bring just me, there's a me that you guys don't know or don't want to know. It's BC, before coffee. So, actually, it's B.C. before Christ. Right? All of us. See, all of us have a before Jesus and an after Jesus experience, I hope and pray. Do we not? Have any of you in the room changed at all? Anybody here change fantastically because of coming to Christ? Some of you are still changing. How many of you want to change for the better? How many of us want you to change for the better? Wouldn't it be awesome if all of us truly dressed for success in a spiritual way? If we truly took, and you know, sometimes scripture is meant to be read and then talked about and preached about, and then you go off on your merry way and you kind of remember the sermon, but maybe you don't, and all that good stuff. This kind of message with these words that are in here, these characteristics of Christ, if you implement them in your life, each and every one of them, your life will blossom and bless others, and you'll be blessed in return as well. You will help change the energy of our planet, of our world. If you put peace out there and become a peaceful person, maybe you might not change world peace, but you're going to change the peace that dwells within you and those around you, are you not? Who then, now you take peace and give it to someone else, what do they then in turn do, hopefully? Right. It gets passed along. So we are the type of people that God has called to go out into a world and show that we are different than everybody else. Because we allow Christ not only to be our Savior and our Lord and all the fabulous things Jesus is and God is, we have that within us, in our heart and in our mind. And we live it out in our lives by our daily words and actions. And when you and I and us, we all do that, whoever we are, other people are going to want what we have, right? How many of you want more harmony in your life? How many of you want more peace? How many of you want more joy? How many of you want more tranquility and serenity? How many of you want just to be content? If you follow these scriptures, when you do and become these and you put this clothing on every single day and you go through your life with these characteristics, not only are you blessing others, but you'll feel better about yourself too. Because I know this. When we have a disagreement with someone, or disharmony, or conflict, or strife, when we sometimes can't forgive somebody, who does it affect the most? Us. Us. And our peace gets disturbed because of that. Doesn't it? When you become impatient, who's suffering? You are. You're getting all agitated and all irritated, and before you know it, you're like, you got to drive like a crazy person now. And God forbid you bump into somebody on the road who cuts you off. Good night. It's not going to be a good scene. And you were going to such a sweet place. You were heading for the beach with your loved one who took too long to get ready. But we're having date day. We're going to go watch a sunset and be sweet with each other while you're sitting in the car going, what is taking them so long? And then the first thing out of their mouth, what happens with you? How hard it is when you're impatient? You can't have peace when you're an impatient person. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. It doesn't enhance your relationships, does it? Of course not. See, Paul was talking to the church here and trying to tell them, listen, this is how you are to be because God made you different. You're God's chosen holy people. These are your characteristics that we're all to have. And in verse 16, it says, let the words of Christ in all their richness live in your hearts and make you wise. Christ's words. use his words to teach and counsel each other. Kind of guess what I'm doing. Jesus said on the last night he was alive to his disciples, love each other. If you love each other, other people will know you're my disciples. So if we're going to call ourselves Christians, literal Christ, people that are like Christ, we also have to have the same attributes, don't we? And we have to love each other, don't we? And who's the each other? Each other. Those of us inside the church, we love each other. And only in the church, right? Because, well, wait, no, we're like each other. So we like each other. And so there's not anybody in here that has any faults. And therefore, we can love them because they're so perfect in the church. So where do we begin our learning of this? In here. So, yes, we have to love each other in here. If you know a person who has some faults, make sure you send them our way so we can make sure we tell them about their faults and make sure we tell them to hurry up and correct them. Oh, no, we make allowances. We let it go. Because you want that for you, too, don't you? Once we learn it here, this is where you're being taught this. When you allow Christ in, really, truly, and allow Christ to guide your words and your thoughts and your heart, you're going to be just like him. And being just like him, it's a lot easier to do all the things that are these characteristics. Because sometimes it's hard, isn't it, as humans? It's so hard to be patient. It's so hard to be forgiving. It's so hard to put up with people. It's so hard not to notice their faults. It's hard, isn't it, humanly speaking? But with God, everything is possible. So our prayer this morning as we end is this. I pray that each and every one of you, as you're hearing this, that you would now say to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, fill my heart and my mind with you. Guide my words, my actions, my thoughts. Help me, God. Be more like you. Let your Holy Spirit dwell in me. Fill me with your love, your unconditional love. And as you fill me with that, God, help me each and every moment of every day to share that love with everyone I know. In Jesus' name, amen.